So Bonnie writes in and asks, what wines are meant to open and drink right away? And what wine should you store for a while before drinking? And I think several weeks back, we touched on this when somebody was asking us about how long that wine should sit on the shelf. So as that general primer, Bob, as you look through the varieties and the different types of wine, which ones, when you bring it home from the store, I got to drink this right now, and which ones can we save for that special occasion?
The great majority of wines that you'll bring home from the supermarket, especially whites, are ready to go. Okay, they can be drunk or held for a year or two in the right kind of storage. Reds, a little more peculiar, a little more attention to detail, in as much as most of them can be consumed with no problem. But, you know, if you age that Cabernet, even a $20 Cabernet, for a year or two beyond its release date, you're going to find more pleasure. It depends on the person, how the wine was made, where it's from, and the grape varieties that it's made from. But by and large, if you're talking about Northwest wines, you're going to find Riesling, Sauvignon, Chenin Blanc, Pinot Gris on the shelf. Those things are ready to go. You can probably hold them for another year after purchase, but I wouldn't hold them much longer than that. Now, there are some exceptions, but not from here, typically. Dry Riesling from parts of Germany, dry Chenin Blanc from parts of France can often have a much greater aging potential to them. But by and large, I'd rather drink a wine a year too early than a week too late. Okay? And that all depends on my own personal preference, as it does for your listeners. For reds, taking those wines off the shelf at the supermarket, you're probably going to be able to drink them. Tuck it away a little bit. Buy a couple of bottles, okay? If you really get turned on to a wine's flavor, buy a couple more bottles, stick them away, taste one in 6 months or a year, and say, I better drink up, or hey, this is better than it was last time. Let me let this go another 6 months, another 12 months. I'm gonna try the next bottle. I love buying multiple bottles. I can't handle cases of every, because I want to taste too many wines in the world. But if I buy four bottles of a wine, I can play with that over a two-year period. Or I can drink it all in the next month.
Well, and just for clarification purposes, we're talking about buying three or four bottles of the same exact vintage. And because I think that there are some people you could see on the shelf, maybe there's a 2015 and a 2016. A lot of difference can happen in a year.
Sure, especially for those fast cycle white wines that we've talked about before, where you get this big change in the first 12 months. They go from really babies through adolescence and into a nice early young adulthood. And that happens sometimes for those whites in 1 year. So pay real attention to the vintage date. Talk to your wine vendor. Find a good grocery store. Find a good sommelier. Find a good a wine shop where you can really talk to that person and say, okay, I'm getting this 2015 vintage of this Riesling. What's its lifespan?